on being alone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on being alone. All of us would like to have time alone. We'd like to have time to be by ourselves, to meditate, to think about the things that we'd like to think about. We'd all like to have that opportunity to go on a retreat, to go to a meditation place. We'd like to go to a mountaintop to escape the world. We'd like to go to a beautiful chapel, a beautiful sanctuary, a beautiful forested glen where it is peaceful and quiet. Well, my friends, you can, and I invite you right now to go to just such places as you may choose to go. You think about these wonderful gurus in India and how they sit and meditate and how they sit and are one with the universe and how they contemplate their belly button or some other thing of that nature. And we think of the priests of the church, the rabbis. We think of the men who are responsible for the religious organizations of the world and how surely they take time to meditate. Think of the Pope. I mean, here's this guy. He's got one of the biggest operations you can imagine. He's got one of the wealthiest churches in the world and one of the wealthiest single organizations in the world, in fact. And it's a big operation. It's no small thing. And he has all these millions of people who are following the teachings that he is offering to them. And yet, does this man take time to meditate? Does he take time to be alone? Does he take time to be by himself? And you say, well, my goodness, he should, but he's so busy. He's got so many things to do. He should. He should. And you see, this is a word that keeps coming back to us. He should. Well, you can be sure that anyone who is in a very high level, or anyone really at all, but anyone in a high level of responsibility has one of the primary requisites of their beingness to be alone and to meditate. Now, he goes into his church, he goes into the chapel, and he goes in to present mass, or he goes in to do these different things. Now, as he is doing these things, they are a ritual, they are a rite, they are an activity that he has taken and made him memorize it. Over the years of saying the same thing again and again and again, he's memorized it. So during his talk, during these giving of these rites, he is taking time to listen within himself. This outer body may be very busy performing a task, but the inner being is listening to the inner being. We do this often. You can take our concentration. We use the illustration of the man who is watching television. He's watching the ball game and taking care of the kids. And his wife comes back after a while and says, "You're taking care of the kids." "Sure." "Well, didn't you see what they did?" "What do you mean?" "Look, the house is a mess." "Oh, I didn't notice that." "No, you were concentrating on the game. You didn't know anything else was going on around you. You had no idea anything else was going on in the world." Now, you see, I often thought about my father. He'd go fishing, and he'd sit in the boat. And my dad was not a religious man, as far as we were aware. My dad was not an intuitive, spiritual man, as far as we were aware. He had a man of tremendous values, and he had a command of tremendous integrity, and he had many other values, but we never thought of him as a religious man. We never thought of him as an introspective man, but he would go fishing, and he would sit in that boat for hours. And he'd come back with one or two fish, maybe none. And he never made up an excuse for having or not having fish. He came back, and then he'd go about whatever he was going to do. He didn't make excuses for what he did or the time that he spent in his inner beingness. In his time that he spent being alone. I don't think my mother really realized what an intuitive and what a spiritually illumined man he was. I don't think any of us did. Because he held that very close and very treasured to himself. Perhaps you didn't even realize how intuitive and how spiritually illumined a man he was. And quite likely, that's true. He probably didn't even realize how wonderful he was. Now, who determines the word wonderful? Who determines that something is wonderful or not? Good thought, isn't it? On being alone, we have the opportunity to be alone 24 hours of the day, should we choose. Every time we sit by ourselves, every time we sit in a group, and every time we sit and listen to somebody else, or watch television, or listen to music, or in a conversation with people, while they're talking, we have time to be alone. But you should be paying attention to them. Why? Why? When it's your turn to say something, you're going to say something totally off the off the top. You're going to say something almost 100% not in keeping with what they were talking about. They might have been talking about war. They might have been talking about a sports game. They might have been talking about anything. And then when they get done and you have a chance to speak, or you take the chance to speak, you say, you know, we all have the opportunity of being 100% in charge of our world, and we can all be on the winning team. We could all be the winners if we choose. And you say, well, that's not even germane to what they're talking about. Well, I say it's very germane. It's very much part of what they're talking about. What they're talking about is what their point of view is. Now, what is your point of view? Well, my point of view may not be anywhere near in the area that they're talking about. Well, does it matter? Does it matter? It doesn't matter even if you talk. All you have to do is mumble and say, mm-hmm, uh-huh, yes, I know what you're saying, mm-hmm, yes. And you can know what they're saying, but you can be in your own world. You can be in your... Children do this very, very beautifully. Children will drop off into some other dimension of time and space, truly, and they're being alone. They're being with other people, but they're being alone. Aren't you paying attention? You've heard that before, haven't you? Aren't you paying attention? Well, those are moments that we are being alone. Those are moments that we have listened to that still, quiet voice within us that's sharing genius and wonderful. We don't know it as the still, quiet voice within, and you never will. I tell you this now. You never will know the still, quiet voice as that genius within you. Because it is so natural. This is who we are. We spend more time alone than we realize. We spend more time alone with our own thoughts, with our own introspective self, than we really give ourselves credit for. Or we have a tendency to go around thinking that we don't have time to meditate. We don't have time to introspect. We don't have time to consider these deep issues. I was giving a chit-chat at the lunch table yesterday, and as we were talking, I was talking about some concepts that I had in my mind, and I thought they were kind of interesting, and I enjoyed them. And Ingeborg turns to me, and she says, you know, Herb, your talks get more deep. They get deeper and deeper all the time. They get more introspective. They're really something. They're really something for the advanced consciousness to think about. And I say, well, thank you, Ingeborg. Thank you for recognizing that. And if you can recognize that, that's where you are. You are an advanced consciousness. You are an advanced consciousness listening to me and hearing what I have to say. Because you don't recognize the many symbologies that the words can have. Words are just symbols, and they can have many references to one word. Like, come can mean, wherever you are standing, please come over here. Or come can mean, now, do you really believe what you're listening to? Come on now. Is that really what is? Come on now. And you see, that's just the beginning of taking a word and tearing it apart and opening it up to all of its vastness, of its profundity. And it's beautiful. It's really fantastic. On being alone, that's one of the most treasured, wonderful, delightful experiences of our life. And you don't have to pay attention to the fact that you are being alone many, many, many times. But when you do, for a moment, just consider the possibility of the many times that you are alone. Then, instead of saying, I'd like to have more time alone, then you take the time you do have alone, which is a great deal, and be aware of it. Don't make better use of it, that you can never do, but just be aware of it, enjoy it, and live in it. If we can just appreciate the magic of who we are, right where we are, right here and now, we will find that our life is quite an exciting adventure, and we are right in the middle of it. On being alone, we're alone almost all the time. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.